Hey, what's up, guys? Dr. Tom here, and welcome back to the first Fireside Chat of 2016. I want to apologize because I let you guys down by not having this out on Sunday as scheduled. And my excuse is that the holidays were hectic, but I have to remind myself that excuses are just excuses. So my apologies, guys. You should see a link in a few hours for this week's interview with Dr. Jim Davies, the author of the book Riveted. The science of why jokes make us laugh, movies make us cry, and religion makes us feel one with the universe. He's a super interesting and intelligent guy, and I'm looking forward to presenting this interview to you. So don't forget, you can catch the interview at positivityeffect.com as well as on iTunes. And if you love the show, please spread the word. Help me create a ripple effect of positivity. If you guys check out the show on iTunes, just take a minute, put a little review in, let me know what you think. It really means the world. So happy New Year's, everyone. I hope you're having a productive start to your year. Remember, don't get too hung up in this New Year's mentality. Many people, including myself in the past, have made resolutions, you know, these New Year's resolutions that we make at 11:59 p.m. on December 31st of the year before. To just jump into that goal as soon as it hits New Year's, and you know we have a lot of energy and we're excited about it. But including myself in the past, most people we fall off in a couple of weeks because the goals that we set, they're not really our goals, or we really haven't thought it through fully. Is this something that we really want in our lives? If you really want to make a change in some area of your life, make it a point to say now, today, this is how I want my life to play out regarding XYZ, and make the change. Stick to it. Two awesome quotes by Michael Jordan. The first one, Michael, he said, "I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." So powerful. You know, make a change in your life, but don't be afraid to fail. Just keep pushing through. You never know how close you are to your goal. And the only way to find out is to just keep pushing forward. And another one that he said that I love is, some people want it to happen. Some people wish it would happen. Others make it happen. So make that decision today. Take massive action in some area of your life. Maybe it's in your relationships, you know. Decide today that you're going to reconnect with someone that you've been meaning to, and you know that you want them in your life, but maybe you've been busy, or you're just putting it off, or there's just something in the some negativity in the air that you guys haven't cleared, and maybe you don't want to be the first one to make the move. But be the bigger person, make the move, and open up that line of communication. Maybe it's in your business or career. Take action on something you've been putting off. Maybe a fitness goal. Take action today, and not only how you're exercising, but also the food that you're consuming. You know, make a conscious decision to raise your awareness level regarding what you put in your mouth every day for nutrition. How about your spiritual life? You know, I'm not here to tell you what to believe in. But maybe you don't believe in any higher power. And if that's you, that doesn't mean that you can't be more spiritual. Take some time in nature. Get away from all the noise of the modern world. You know, take some time to clear your mind. And really, it's so powerful when you are able to clear your mind, that's when real ideas and breakthroughs come through. So I just wanted to update you guys. I'm building out a free membership site where it'll be a place that you can interact with me and follow some of the things that I'm doing. I'm going to share, you know, different types of YouTube videos that I watch, as well as books that I'm reading. And I'll share some fitness and nutrition tips and info about the things that I use and do on a daily basis to stay healthy, so I show up every day with passion. And finally, for those of you that are interested in learning how to podcast or build a business yourself online, I'm going to have a paid portion of the membership site down the road. That'll be kind of my inner mastermind. I'm going to share a lot of tips and tricks of what's currently working in the industry and what's working for me. As well as later this year, I'm going to be releasing a course on podcasting. So stay tuned. This is going to be, I'm super excited about this. It's going to be a great way for me to connect with you guys and get to know you, and, you know, be a little community that we can all share positivity, you know, share, share the energy so we can all have live a more positive life and be the beacon of light and hope for others in our lives, you know, that are struggling. Even if we are struggling ourselves, if we raise our awareness level that we want to have a more positive life, we could start to be the light for others. So guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's Fireside Chat. Again, stay tuned in a few hours. If you're listening to this, that when it just went live on Tuesday, in a few hours, my most recent interview is going to be coming up with Dr. Jim Davies, the author of Riveted. I'm super excited to get it over to you guys. He's a really interesting guy, super, super intelligent, and he's got some great insights. So I'm looking forward to sharing that. So have a good, excellent rest of your week, and I'll see you on the next Fireside Chat. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests each and every Monday. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency and compassion and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. I would also love to hear from all of you, so please write to me, because every Sunday I'm going to share an inspiring story from one of the listeners, just like yourself. If you have a story where you exhibited compassion towards someone or you paid it forward, I'd love to hear about it. So thanks again. If you love the show, please head over to iTunes, leave a review. It means the world. Take care and talk to you next Monday.